80 minutes past 8. Now, as a rule, we wouldn't reckon teachers to be among the big earners in our society. But when an advertisement promising a teacher £65,000 a year was challenged, the Advertising Standards Agency said it wasn't misleading, rather it was aspirational and achievable. So maybe our views on who's well off and who's not are a bit skewed. Our reporter Angelique Liu asked people who they thought were the winners.
I suppose it starts off with you speak to the person and you kind of judge them based on what they say or where they work. I understand the teacher fiasco because I can see that you wouldn't think the teaching profession would earn that much. Most people associate certain jobs with over a certain pay level.
Lawyers, yeah, I kind of assumed that they would make a lot of money. But teachers, not so much, I think. I know a lot of teachers and they don't think that to do so.
I think it depends on how far you go in the profession. So I think it really depends on like the level of the profession that you're in. Like for, say, teaching, like if you get up to university level, like you're obviously going to be making a lot more money than if you're lower down the ladder.
Do people assume that you're rolling in the dough or they assume that you're a starving poet?
They assume that I'm poorer as a church mouse because I work in the health service, which is drastically underpaid.
Do people make any assumptions about your work as a graphic designer?
They would do, yeah. Well, I think a lot of people think it's quite easy to do and, you know, it's easy work and probably get paid too much for what we do. Not that I do, but yeah.